WFHR, locally grown radio.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The Alabama woman who went missing after calling 911 Thursday night has returned home. Police say Carly Russell had called police to report a toddler walking alone along the side of an interstate. Friends like this one are relieved.
She gets up and loves to make other people smile and make other people laugh. She's a big jokester. Sometimes we're like, let's be serious. And she's like, why? She just is just a lover of life.
Police had found Russell's car on the side of the road with her belongings inside, but no sign of her or the child she had called about. Four people have been killed in a mass shooting in Hampton, Georgia. Henry County Sheriff Reginald Scandrett says the suspect, Andre Longmore, is still at large.
If you see Mr. Longmore, please call 911. Do not approach him because he is known to be armed and dangerous.
Detectives are investigating at least four crime scenes in the same neighborhood. The victims are three men and one woman. A homicide suspect who escaped from a northwestern Pennsylvania jail earlier this month has been found.
Pennsylvania law enforcement had been searching for Michael Burham for more than a week, charged in multiple crimes suspected in a killing. He escaped from a county jail and had apparently been on the run in rugged area woods.
CBS's Tom Foti. Authorities say Burham used bedsheets to escape from the jail. They also say he will not be returned to the same jail from which he escaped. Extreme heat continues to linger over much of the country, including in Phoenix. Paul Goodloe is at the Weather Channel.
We're talking 15 days and counting of 110 or more in Phoenix, and a new record is probably going to be set in just a couple of days.
In South Korea, at least 35 people have died, and another 10 are missing due to a particularly heavy rainy season. Reporter Alex Jensen has more from Seoul.
Landslides and flooding in various locations nationwide have continued to raise the casualty count of South Korea's latest monsoon wave. Much focus is on a search and rescue operation in Cheongju, south of Seoul, where it's not clear how many more people may be trapped in a flooded underground tunnel.
As many as 15 vehicles are thought to be trapped in that tunnel. Several Republican state attorneys general are taking their battle against affirmative action into the workplace.
13 of them have written to the CEOs of 100 of the nation's largest companies, warning of the legal consequences against using race as a factor in hiring and employment practices. They say the recent Supreme Court ruling dismantling affirmative action could also apply to private entities. But some legal experts point out that the court's ruling applies to higher education institutions and others that receive federal funding and doesn't directly affect private employers.
CBS's Allison Keyes. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Bree's car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La, 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 la. Yeah. Pick up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Bree's car, clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Bree's.
When you have trouble sleeping, it's tough. When kids have trouble sleeping...
Mom, I can't sleep!
Dad, just one more story?
For nights like this, try Vicks Pure Z's Kids. Our great-tasting gummies are specially formulated for kids with a unique blend of botanicals and a low dose of melatonin to support their natural sleep cycle. Best of all, they're drug-free and non-habit-forming. Help your child fall asleep naturally with Pure Z's Kids Gummies. Consult with a doctor before use. For ages 4 and up.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 79, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 51, clear skies, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Okay.
Here we stand.
Welcome to Raised in Wisco. Joel Klinkish is over there jamming. I hope everybody is listening.
Oh my gosh, Danielle, you did the intro.
Oh! Lanza? Okay. What? First of all, hello. Welcome to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman, alongside Joe Clayfish, our wonderful host, who was going like this. Does everybody know sign language? I love you, sign language.
Okay, but it's I
but
love
it's
you, but
not
actually
that.
In the 80s, it was...
It's this. It's just two fingers. It's the
horn. I'm not trying to do I love you. I'm
it's
doing Motley Crue. That's the crew sign
like
from
this.
The 80s.
This is not... This,
Danielle.
That is...
Oh, it's the... Everybody knows that's the Motley Crue sign. Okay?
How is that the Motley Crue sign?
I don't know. It's like devil horns plus a thumb. Like, yeah.
You're just saying
it's
I love
so
you,
rocker.
Motley Crue.
I don't even want to talk. It's like fully rocked out Motley Crue.
I love
what's
rock
up, everybody?
And roll.
What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside what's your name?
We are fighting.
Who are
already.
You? Fighting.
Fighting. I learned.
Alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hey.
Danielle Fairman, who clearly has never seen the Motley Crue sign.
This is not a Motley Crue sign.
Man, it is right now in the state of Wisconsin. It is. What time is it? What time is it? You know what time it is. It's time to plant those food plots.
Or to get ready for the Aurora Borealis tonight.
Oh, my gosh. I knew you. It's not. Can you say it? Can you? Well, how about
the
you?
The Aurora Borealis.
That's right. Tonight is like one of those literally once in a lifetime kind of events this far south of the North Pole. Now, I got to what's fascinating to me, I've been on TikTok lately and it's absolutely crazy because I've seen all this flat earth stuff. Have you seen any of this?
I have not.
Anastasia, have you seen any of this flat earth business?
You're on the wrong
side. Feel like
side
your algorithm is different.
My algorithm's messed up because I'm like an alligator hunter and I'm eating wild game, so I get like hunting stuff. And lately and it's funny because I get a kick out of conspiracy theories. I think they're funny. I think they're hilarious. But the whole like flat earth thing is going on. So now they're all fighting about the Aurora Borealis. So if you live in Wisconsin, it's very rare that you actually get to see the Aurora Borealis. Mm-hmm. Also known, when we were growing up, they were called Northern Lights. The Northern Lights is what we called them. And it's the sun bouncing off of the polar ice caps. And then we see the reflection of that. Anastasia, does that sound fairly accurate
to
you?
That sounds about right. Sure.
Yeah, I sound kind of intelligent when I say that.
That's not what I said.
Oh, what? Really? Danielle's coming at me. Our guests are coming at me. So it's essentially, you know, what you're seeing is the effect of the sun bouncing off polar ice caps. And you can't usually see it here. I've seen it a lot in Canada. But tonight, July 13th, in the state of Wisconsin, we're supposed to be able to see the Aurora Borealis as low as Wisconsin, even into Illinois and Ohio and some of our neighboring states. So get out there. Check it out tonight. I read between the hours of 10 and like 2 in the morning-ish will be the best time to see it. But don't forget to do that because like the game in Wisconsin, the waters and woods, the conservation, the fantastic places to go in Wisconsin to forage, to harvest, the Aurora Borealis is going to be a spectacular sight. And it's beautiful weather. It's supposed to be in the low 70s, upper 60s tonight. So put on a little bug spray. And if you're not, if you're like anti-chemical and you don't want to put on bug spray,
Vanilla oil, essential oil. Yep.
What?
Yeah, vanilla essential oil. Or you
Why
can use lemongrass.
That attract mosquitoes?
That no, sounds it, like it would doesn't. Attract... It doesn't. It just keeps them off, and you smell good about it.
You smell good about it. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess try vanilla oil.
I'm or lemongrass or
deep
lemon
woods
balm
off or DEET. Do you know what DEET? Do you know what DEET is short for?
No.
Dietyl methyltoolamide.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. Do I sound any smarter yet, Anastasia? She's just shaking her head.
I also have two things I want to share.
Anastasia's kind of like give. I don't.
What?
She just shook her head like, nope, you're not looking any smarter. No. Did you say the snake eye or the stink eye?
Stink eye.
The stink. She is kind of giving me the stink eye. My gosh.
Okay, well, I got two things of information to bring up.
Okay? Bring them up, sister.
So. For civic media, they are doing a blood drive, right?
Yes.
Hashtag
this is actually very
pints.
Exciting.
Pints, as in ice cream pint, P-I-N-T-S.
But as in pints of blood.
And also pints of blood.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, I feel like if you say pints of blood, people get all the heebie-jeebies. But if you say ice cream, it's a lot better.
That's true, but we're not talking about an ice cream drive.
Oh, we could. Maybe you get ice cream afterwards.
We're talking about a blood drive.
Okay, hashtag civic pints. It's a blood donation challenge, and anywhere in the state of Wisconsin from July 10th to July 31st, take a selfie of yourself giving blood at one of these locations and go to civicmedia.us and submit your entry. These entries are for one pair of Brewer tickets, a pair of a Wisconsin State Fair.
And there's lots of pairs of State Fair tickets. There's lots
50
of these
pairs
prizes.
Of Brewer tickets, 50 pairs of State Fair tickets, as well as 100 Civic Media swag bags given away.
What's in the swag? Do we know what's in the
we
swag
bag? We do not
bags?
Know what's in the swag.
All right.
It's a mystery.
I think maybe bars of gold, jargon game calls.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. Probably not. I have no idea, but I bet there's some good stuff because one of the cool things about working for a civic media station is that civic media is now across the state of Wisconsin in 13 markets, all the way from the top of the state down to the bottom of the state, all the way east, all the way west. Civic media has got Wisconsin covered for your news, your information, your shows that are going to talk about things like the great Wisconsin outdoors, like Raised in Wisco. We got Charlie Behrens. We got Gilbert. Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger. So anything that you want, you tune into Civic Media. You're gonna have an interesting conversation going on about that. Make sure to sign up for the blood drive. Go get your blood taken. Take a selfie of that. And was it hashtag Civic Pints?
Yep, Civic
Pints. #CivicPints. And you will be registered to win any of the great prizes that we have. But obviously, don't do it for the prizes. Do it because it's the right thing to do. And folks out there in hospitals and trauma centers across the great state of Wisconsin need your blood. Especially need the blood of those specific difficult types to find. You got your O blood, which covers all the blood, but your A negatives, B positives, and I'm not exactly sure exactly how they all work. But make sure you get out there and do that, because not only is it a good thing to do, it's very community conscious, and that if we are not community conscious on Raised in Wisco, I don't know what we are. Danielle, have you begun planning food plots yet?
I have not been planning food plots. I have been kayaking with my new kayak, doing a silent
sport. You
know sport.
How I feel about kayaking.
I do not. Well, I have one more piece of information, Joel. I said two.
Oh,
I only
go ahead.
About
What's
one.
Your second piece of information?
This is actually kind of exciting.
Let's hear it.
So today, this episode of Raised in Wisco is number...
I couldn't tell you.
45.
Number 45.
Yeah, I was going to wait to the 50th on August 17th, but...
This is our 45th episode of Raised in Wisco, and it has been an awesome time so far, and I feel like it's only getting better, and I know the listenership is growing because we start with our seven loyal listeners out in Oconomowoc, the Kennedy clan, who, by the way, I'm so excited. Aiden's birthday is coming up. And Aiden, the brand new hunter that we took hunting for turkeys, and we took Mario. And Mario actually has a connection to tonight's show. Ooh. I'm really jacked about our guests.
Me too.
Starting with the second section of the show, we're going to have a guy with one of the most fascinating names I've ever heard. And he's been a friend of mine now for almost 20 years. His name is John Then. And John Then is a man obsessed when it comes to deer hunting. But not just whitetail hunting in Wisconsin. Whitetail hunting in Wisconsin, mule deer hunting in Wyoming. He's got his own beef and cattle company that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about organic eating and healthy eating and what proteins do for you and for your body. We're going to talk about John Then's wife's family, who has been huge in Safari Club International for decades and traveled the world. It's John's got his son Colin here, who helped me introduce me to a young man, Mario. I think we've talked about it on the show before.
Yep.
An adopted young man, took him out, got him his first turkey ever, and that was a fascinating hunt because he literally missed a 23-pound tom 20 yards in front of him. But there were smart there were some dumb Jakes around who hung out, and he ended up getting a Jake in the bag by the end of the day, and it was awesome. And it was one of the most viral videos that we did on the Jargon Game Calls and the Provider Life Instagrams.
Oh, wow.
I literally sliced a fresh piece of the breast out. I said, now as a new hunter, you got to take a bite of it. And Mario was like ready to take a bite of it. Like right out of
just
like,
raw, just right there,
like, right sushi grade, man.
Oh.
Sushi grade in John Then's driveway. And then Then is a tough last name because you have to say the Then's, and then
Then's.
Then is like what happens in a story after you say the first part. You say this happened then, and that's like literally his last name. So it's kind of confusing to deal with, but you know what, he's a kind of a confusing guy sometimes, so it fits perfectly. And I know you know him, and you know, you've had some of your excellent hunting experiences with him, too. Anastasia,
and not
how
only
much time do you have before
I am
the break?
One of their... Oh.
Just 2.5 minutes. So,
2.5 minutes?
So John Then and I met ages ago, a couple decades ago, and this guy is so obsessed with whitetail hunting, like so into whitetail hunting that he's patterning deer, he's planting food plots. He calls me one day after he's got... I'm just going to go to break on this story. Because
oh, I'm
this
so
story,
ready.
He calls me and he's like, I can hear in his voice, like, you know that like tickle you get in the back of your throat right before you're going to throw up?
Oh, sure.
You know that like, ugh, you know, like that.
No, what is it?
You know, and he calls me and he's like, Joel. And he's all jacked up. He's like, you're not gonna, I just had this like 1,472.7 million inch deer in front of me, which I'm not joking. He probably did because he's got a room full of like 150 to 210 inch deer. And the guy kills giant, massive whitetail on the rag. And he's telling me about this. And I'm like, why do you sound so? He's like, I think I'm going to throw up. He was that. Like he was that jacked up about it, and he decided to not shoot at this deer. So he was that excited about the deer and that into the deer hunt. And this is a deer he didn't even draw on.
Oh, just saw it walking down.
Just saw it walking down the pathway, and I guess it was probably presented a shot, and he was so nervous he almost threw up over it. And I'm like, and I'm trying to talk. I'm like, John, listen, John. It's a white-tailed deer. You grow them for the purposes of harvesting them. You eat the meat. You put the wall on the wall. You utilize everything. This is what it's about. Draw the bow back and stick it, you know?
It's time.
So when we come back, we're going to talk live with John then. Colin, his son, is here. His lovely wife, Heidi, is here, who I have a history with her family, and we'll tell you about that as it comes up. No, there was no dating history, Danielle. I saw that look in your face. Don't worry about that.
Okay, I love that.
But we have a history together too, so we're going to have the then family joining us as soon as we come back from the break. Hang out. You're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. We'll be right back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Your host Joel Clayfish alongside Danielle Fairman. What was I pretty close to right? Is that what you're telling me? Danielle's looking up the Aurora Borealis right now.
I just used Das Google to look up the northern lights in Wisconsin. It is from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., but with the storms rolling in, most likely we'll not be able to see anything.
Oh.
But you can look at it at Kohler State Park. It's about an hour north of Milwaukee.
You should be able to see it
all the way down
backyard.
To the Kettle Moraine North section.
Nice. Well,
that's
the Kettle
first
Moraine
two
North
things
is,
that popped up.
Hey, that's pretty cool. So get out there and see the Northern Lights. When we went into break, we were talking about my buddy John Then. We've been friends for a couple decades. And you know John Then.
I do know John Then. Then. See? Then. Look, now you got me messing it.
John Then. Then. Now.
I know.
Now and then.
Now and then.
Wow. You should have named your kid Now. Now Then would be their name. That would be awesome. Like, I had a daughter named Ella, and I thought maybe we'll name the second daughter Sam. Then it would be Sam and Ella.
Oh, no.
No? You don't like that? John Then's in the studio.
Except you just named a dog Fancy.
That is true. I have a dog named Fancy. She's so fancy. Like that song from the, I don't know,
I just
early
think of
2000s.
Reba right away.
Reba McEntire?
Reba. Fancy? Yeah.
Does
Fancy
Reba
was
a,
her name?
Oh, I don't think I know that song by Reba McEntire.
No? Oh, wait. It's not a song. It's a part of a song.
Okay.
Is it?
I don't know.
Any Reba fans in here?
Reba McEntire. I don't know that song, but John Then. So, yeah. I don't, John Then, welcome to Raisin Wisco, John Then. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, Joel.
What's going on?
Just hanging in Wisconsin for the night.
For the night, for the that's true because you head out to Wyoming quite a bit. Are you leaving for Wyoming tomorrow?
We are heading out on Sunday after the cookout.
Okay, what cookout?
We're having a cookout.
Thanks for the invite. What time should we show up?
Everybody was invited, actually. If you follow us on social media, it is shared on the Two Sleep.
You're talking about at
Sleep Farm?
Yeah, that's today or that's tomorrow?
That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday.
So check out Two Sleep Beef and Cattle Company at Fleet Farm in
Menominee Falls.
Appleton Avenue. What time?
Hamburgers.
What time?
10 a.m. till 6 p.m.
All right. We're going to talk more about Two Sleep. We're going to get to Two Sleep. Yeah. We're going to get to eating organic and what it means for a hunter's body. How did we meet, John? Do you remember?
Buck rub.
That's right. I'm going to tell.
Like two strangers just went for the same.
That's
boat,
how Danielle.
The same
and I
arrow. True. Just caressed hands ever so gently.
Danielle.
What?
It wasn't a Hallmark movie. What are you? What are you even talking about?
I'm seeing sparks fly. I'm just trying to let the listeners see what I'm.
I'm going to let
seeing.
You go ahead and get yourself in trouble on the FCC airwaves, but I'm going to skip. So we met at Buck. It seems like, doesn't it kind of seem like Buck Rub and Kaz are like kind of the epicenter of everything that's awesome?
That's
how I met you, Danielle.
That's exactly how you met me.
I was looking for a host for Game Outdoors at the time, which became Kill It, Clean It, Cook It, and Danielle was working at Buck Rub and knew Kaz, and he's like, you should
talk. I was not working there.
Well, you knew you were going there to shoot or something.
I was there showing my friend Abigail she wanted to get fitted for a bow. So Cass is like, here, have a beer, have fun. And I said, okay. And then Cass and I started talking. And that's when I signed up for summer leagues and he gave you my phone number.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, you should talk to Danielle. She's like the real deal. She hunts and she shoots bows. And so we met at Buck Rub.
Yeah, we met John. At Buck Rub. We were shooting our bows and...
Was I shooting better than you, or were you shooting better than me?
Well, I was I was helping you pick up all your arrows as they were laying all over the floor.
Oh.
Hey, listen, just because I draw 78 pounds and my arrows go through the animals I'm shooting at, through the heart, and land behind the targets, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that yours hit
Such
and bounced off.
Such strength you have.
I apologize.
Probably what was happening.
And what happened? Were you like, yeah, we should talk about hunting? Or
yeah, I think we just started talking about hunting. I got your number, you got my number, and then eventually talked a little bit. I think I invited you out once or twice.
Nice.
So John was lines. Like my first experience. So,
both started bow hunting at the same time, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't into it that much. I only started hunting, period, when I was 38 years old, and I'm 52 right now. So that's only 14 years ago that I started hunting, which is about when we met.
That's about when I really started heavily getting into, maybe it was my second bow. But I hadn't been bow hunting forever. I became obsessed with bow hunting maybe like 15 years ago.
Yeah, so John then... is one of those guys. He's a lot like me, Danielle, where like we become obsessed with something. And for me, it's hunting. And for John, it's whitetail deer hunting. And so he was the first guy who ever started talking to me about QDM, quality deer management.
Okay.
And this guy was like talking to me about food plots and when to put in food plots and travel zones for deer and managing deer in deer areas and not shooting them until they are a certain size and inches and like real actual whitetail trophy hunting. How did you get
like actual knowledge?
So, yeah. And for me at that point, and a large, you know, to a large extent, this point in my life, I like to kill animals because I want to eat them.
Yep, exactly.
And that kind of goes opposite of the culture and mentality of trophy hunting. However, I will say, I think because I'm eating the animal anyway, I still love trophy hunting. So how did you get so much into the QDM aspect of it?
I think what happened was because we had the property for it.
What do you mean by that? Explain that.
We had the correct type of QDM property to hold giant whitetails. And
so tell me what that means.
Yeah, what would make that?
What makes a property perfect for holding big whitetails?
Food, water, shelter, and how you hunt it. That's the only thing that matters. Food, water, shelter, and how you hunt it.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, we're going to start out with you explaining how food, water, shelter, and how you hunt, in your mind, has worked for you that you've been able to put massive whitetails on the wall consistently. And we're going to talk about the emotional roller coaster that happens. Okay. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about your son, Colin, who's gotten some of his own giant animals. We're going to talk about Wyoming. We're going to talk about Two Sleep Beef and Cattle Company. In fact, Danielle is like the spokesman for it. So it's all coming together in one giant full circle. And John,
I also
and I
have a summer grill box to open too.
Nice.
That's the one.
We got to get to break. John and I are going to Spain too. We'll probably touch on that.
Oh.
Hablas español, John. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 79, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 51, clear skies, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
First concerts I ever saw in my life, and I saw him in concert two or three times, and once where Tommy Lee had his drum set that went over the crowd and flipped upside down, and I watched that movie about them on Netflix. I forget what it was called. Livewire, I think it was called. I don't remember, but it was awesome. Yeah, Anastasia rocking us out in and out of the breaks today. Good stuff. Good music. We went into the break talking to John Then, who is kind of a master of QDM and really has kind of the property to hunt massive deer, puts giant deer on the wall, along with his son, Colin, who's joining us in the studio. His wife, Heidi, is here too today. She and is? I have to tell you, she is like one of the kindest, most genuine people I have ever met.
I concur. Yeah, I concur.
I'm hanging out with John. And I meet Heidi, and all of a sudden I learn that Heidi's sister, Sarah Gilbert, was my producer at Channel 12.
What?
Yeah, no joke. That's how small the world is. So, and I knew her sister, Sarah, like really well, worked together with her for years over at WISN Channel 12, which aired, you know, our show, Game Outdoors, Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. With you, Danielle, aired on Channel 12. And I saw, I mean, I knew Sarah for years. She was an excellent producer, excellent at what she did. I'm sure she's doing, John, is she just doing awesome things right now? She's super successful.
She's a professor at Concordia.
Oh, wow.
No, she's a professor at Concordia. No surprise. Sarah Gilbert was a woman on the rise constantly, and she just was a fantastic person. Super. You'll have to tell her I said hi, please.
Tell her hi. She's probably listening.
Hey, Sarah, what's happening? I'm jacked. You're doing so great. It's awesome to have your sister and the then family in here. See, now I'm just used to saying the thens.
The thens.
The thens. But, John, we were talking about QDM. You said water, sleep, and eat.
Sleep is very important.
No, for the deer,
sleep. And
John,
not
for
in the tree
deer.
Stand food, at home.
Food,
water, shelter, sleep.
Ooh, we get the
water,
hand clasp
shelter.
With it.
Okay,
he is tired.
How
is
that?
Water, shelter, sleep.
Talk to me about when you say those things. How do those things interact with each other? And you said when you hunt them
okay,
is ultimately
so
important.
The food has to be located within the bedding area. So that's why people need to put food plots close to the bedding area so they don't have to travel off your property to go get food, right? There has to be water.
Okay,
close
stop
to the
on
bed.
That point because I'm going to ask a tough question. Danielle, does this occur to you? If you have a food plot, if you're hunting a food plot and the food plot is next to the bedding area, how do you get to it without disturbing the bedding area?
Really, really good trails.
Okay.
Quiet trails. So on the other side of the bedding area is a food plot. On the other side of the bedding area is the food plot.
And right? That's so depending on wind.
The deer come out all day long. So the deer, believe it or not, eat all day long. The deer just don't eat at night. They only come out of their bedding areas to eat. So they'll come out and travel to go eat. But they're up in their beds all day long eating. Like people, that's why when you hunt on the edge of beds, you'll see deer up all day long eating. And then so if you don't have those bedding areas, you don't experience that type of behavior for deer because you have to see them when they're traveling.
Okay.
You have to have them traveling off of somebody else's property or being bumped off of somebody else's property or going somewhere else to eat or going somewhere else to sleep.
So, but that also, what strikes me about that is that a lot of people say, I got to hunt that deer at the first morning light or I have to hunt that deer at the golden hour right before dark.
But we have learned that during 11 o'clock to like 3 o'clock is when it's good prime. Hunting.
I have killed 90% of all my deer at about, like, I don't even go out in the morning. I'll wait for the sun to come up. I'll let the deer bed. And then I will go in about a 45 minute, a half an hour after the sun comes up, and then catch all of the 7:30 to 10 o'clock movement. That's when 80% of all my biggest whitetails have been killed, during that second movement when they're up and moving.
You brought your son Colin along. Colin, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay, so you're 17. How many deer have you killed over 120 inches?
Almost all my deer except for one.
So how,
so
many,
how many deer
how
do
many
you have?
How many is that?
Five mule deer and then one whitetail.
And you killed how big was the whitetail you killed?
About 140.
Wow. So that's a beauty. So,
you want to know my biggest one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't know, like... 6 inches.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure it's more than six, but Danielle, listen.
I made them into earrings. That's how big they were.
I've been hunting 15 years, 14 plus years. I finally killed a whitetail. Finally shot at a buck whitetail, and it was 142 inches. Okay. I'm 52 years old. I was 52 years old at the time I killed my first big whitetail. And I think a lot of people have that story. So, Colin, what's it like hunting on a property that is tailored for big whitetail? And do you, because the next story I'm going to tell is the story of my fearfulness when I sit on a stand on your property.
What? Why?
Okay, well, we'll get into it. I'll explain it. Colin, So take me through that.
So the whitetail I killed this year, it was only maybe, I had only hunted three or four times, just quiet afternoons. And I was sitting on my phone watching TikTok at about half volume in the tree stand.
Half volume.
Goodness sakes. Okay. All right. Stop. Wait a minute. This is Danielle.
What?
What the ever-loving hell is going on here? You're sitting in your tree stand watching TikTok.
Yeah.
Aren't you out in nature to enjoy nature?
Life happens in three dimensions, not on a 3x7 two-dimensional phone.
And now you know why he's only killed one whitetail.
Because John's saying on that property, if you only killed one, it's because you're sitting on TikTok.
And he's only really started getting into hunting like whitetails fairly recently for Colin.
Yeah, when did you start hunting? Like in general?
I started mule deer hunting when I was very little, And I prefer mule deer hunting because rifles, long range shots.
Driving around, yeah. Walking up and down in the mountains.
Big,
I mean,
big packs.
It's more of a stalking. It's more of a stalking attitude,
yeah, big
right?
Big packs of deer, and you get to pick out a nice one and drop it.
That's pretty cool. Like so what is, I'm just curious. You're 17 years old, you said?
Yeah.
I got a 17-year-old daughter. What's your algorithm on TikTok showing you? What are you watching on TikTok?
Honestly, mostly conspiracies.
Yeah, I watch that stuff too. Like the flat earth stuff.
Yeah.
It's so wacky. I mean, I don't believe any of it, but it's crazy. Like, do you watch like how the pyramids were made by ancient aliens and stuff like that too? Because that comes up on my TikTok. I don't watch TikTok very much, but.
You don't even want to get me started about the pyramids.
Oh, really? Lordy. Oh,
I think we're going to have Colin back and do an entire show about conspiracy theories. I think we should do conspiracy.
I will bring the popcorn. I will. Definitely not contribute, but I will listen.
I'll tell you what, some of the conspiracy theories are so funny. And these people absolutely believe, you don't believe them, do you? You don't think the earth is flat, do you?
No.
Why are you hesitating?
You hesitated. You think
you never
that
hesitate.
Do you think there's a firmament and there's a flat earth? A little part of you believes
it. I think there used to be a firmament.
Okay. Well, the Bible says there's a firmament, so.
I think it could have broken with the flood.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. He's into this, the conspiracy theories on TikTok. So TikTok's going, and this deer all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So what happens?
So I look up from my phone, and last time I looked at the food plot, there had been nothing. So I looked up, and there was a nice filled-out buck just sitting right in the center of the food plot looking at me.
So he had been there a while.
So you were looking at TikTok.
So he... No, he had been cruising through, and then as soon as I see him, I'm just like, I put my phone down. And
good
I,
job. Very I, proud
welcome.
Of you.
I put that phone feel? Down. Was that tough? Was that hard to put your phone down?
Did you
down?
Feel like you're putting down a piece of your soul?
Hey.
Glued to his hand.
Velcro,
John goes,
off.
It was glued to his hand. Hey, man, I've got a 17-year-old daughter and a 20-year-old daughter, and I'm telling you. It's tough. Life happens in three dimensions, not on a 3x7 two-dimensional screen. But you can learn a lot on those, and they are a tool. So you finally put your phone down, and you had to pull your bow up.
Yeah, and I shot it. Nice shot, and it ran about 50 yards just right into the beds.
And tipped over.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, that's awesome that you ended up, you know, good ethical shot
it was
on it.
Maybe my third or fourth hunt of the season, beginning of the season, and I haven't been going hard at all.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had a couple chances to hunt on John Lenn's property, on your dad's property, and I have to tell you, he's so serious about it, he scared the crap out of me. So I'm sitting there one early evening, and I'm aware. I'm not sitting on my phone. I'm nervous as heck, like that I'm going to miss something. So I sit perfectly still, and I'm literally sitting so still for 4 hours straight. I'm worried about getting hemorrhoids. I am not moving. I am not moving on that bench seat. But to be fair, John, you have pretty comfortable seats. Those are pretty comfortable tree stands.
Only the best for you.
There's Aww. One that was a little wonky, and I'm a little bit hairy with high... And I was up in one. I think it was like 40 feet.
Do you not do heights?
Air. I don't do heights real well.
I don't think you could find that stand. I think you were stumbling around for a while looking for it.
That could be. I don't have a great sense of direction.
I told you
either.
To go north, then you go south, then you.
Okay, you got I'm more.
Then you sit in the wrong stand.
The sun rises in the east, sets in the west.
I'm a little more of a landmark person, but then John will be like, "Yeah, you just turn at that one tree."
And you might have been in the wrong stand that night, but whatever.
Whatever.
It all
so
turned out.
I'm sitting there, and this 12-point buck walks out, probably a 140, 150 maybe. Maybe? What do you think, John? You saw it on cameras.
It was, I don't know why you didn't shoot it.
Oh, you son of a gun. You, so, okay. Now he sits there telling
Before
me
Before the show started, they were going back and forth nonstop. And I guess 2 years later, something happened.
Okay,
this is a
John,
whole thing. There's tension in this room.
Because John would always say to me, listen, Joel, we don't shoot immature bucks out here. So you got to make sure it's a 4 or 5 year old. Now I'm 7 years into hunting at this point. I don't know the difference between a 4 year old buck, a 5 year old buck.
You'd be like, here, let me count your teeth.
I can tell if they're big or small. And this buck comes out and I'm thinking to myself, it could be a 4 year old. It could be a 3 year old. If I shoot it, John's going to be so mad. And then I'm looking at the buck, literally the buck of my lifetime, and he's standing 15 yards broadside, and I'm holding on to my bow, and I'm afraid to draw on it.
Aww.
And I'm afraid, like, if I shoot it, he's going to be like, oh, that thing would have been a beast next year. So I don't draw, and I'm so proud of myself, and I come back, and I'm like, John, this 12-pointer came out. He's like, yeah, I've been seeing him around. Man, oh, what, you should have shot that one. Why are you laughing right now? You're just absolutely laughing. Because he had me so scared to actually draw on it and shoot. And then the first thing he says, oh, you should have shot that one.
See, it would have been the biggest buck I ever shot. If you would have had your phone in your hand, you could have taken a picture and sent it to him.
He knew what it looked like. He saw it on the cameras.
What, did you warn him about it, that it might be out?
He pulls a picture up. He's like, was this it? I'm like, yeah, that was it. He's like, oh, yeah, you should have shot that one.
Guys, we have people outside.
Now,
hello, look at the dogs.
Heidi is saying, in the future, shoot it and just tell him, hey, man, I'm sorry. I thought it was big enough.
Any buck that you like that you're going to put on the wall is the buck you should shoot.
What about any buck I'm going to eat? Does that count?
That was,
you
could
put
better.
A backstop on
it. I know your freezer's already full. So.
It's not, because we eat everything we kill. So our freezer, when we get to about July, my freezers are more than half empty because we stock up during the hunting season. I make everything from like cold cuts with the turkey
to
shredded beef sandwiches with all the different venison and nilgai I've got in there right now. I've got some ibex, emu. I mean, I've got the gamut in my freezer. And we're getting kind of close.
So you know what you need to do once you start running low?
What? Hunt?
Order from Two Sleep.
That's right. We're going to talk about Two Sleep's beef and cattle company because the show goes so fast. We don't even have time to talk about it. John and I are going out to Wyoming. I'm going to have my first experience mule deer hunting, and I hope he doesn't kill me. I'm going to take some of those little things that give you oxygen at high levels. You know what I mean?
Colin's he's going to be your oxygen jockey.
Like Darth Vader. That's
Dark.
Like Garth Brooks like and Darth Vader.
When you go to Everest,
together.
You have a,
yeah.
What do they call it?
Oxygen
guys?
Buddy. A Sherpa.
Sherpa.
He'll be my Sherpa.
Colin will be your Sherpa.
Colin the Sherpa. He'll be my Kalerpa. It'll be perfect.
Kalerpa.
And we're going to talk about the cattle company you started out there, organic eating. When we come back, Danielle,
Joel?
Take us to the break.
Joel? Call your local Buck Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wishera and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
call 211 or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Home sweet home, Danielle. You know bringing it I'm home a dreamer. By Motley Crue. Home sweet home.
Are we mellow talking right now? Nice. You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
To Raised in Wisco, the mellow tones of Joel Clayfish and Danielle. Guiding us through our venture is Anastasia on the ops board, taking us from segment to segment. But how to harvest animals and put them on the table in Wisconsin.
Okay, you're listening to 540 AM, WAUK, The Shaw 101 FM. Give us a call at 844-9672.
Did you just forget
2789.
2789.
There we go.
That's all right. At least you know the whole number. Give us a holler if you want to talk on the air. We did have a caller about the Aurora Borealis to correct some of my misgivings about how we actually see it. But it is fast light particles.
Oh.
So I updated myself at the break. John then has been talking to us with his son Colin. His wife Heidi is in the studio. They are awesome. Very close friends of mine. John and I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
I have a mule deer tag for Wyoming. It's
going to
be so great. Bobby, I sell propane parts and propane accessories.
Are you trying to be King of the Hill?
King of the Hill is awesome. So I get a chance. Now, after the draw, John, I didn't realize it's kind of hard to get a tag. Yeah. It's like 1 out of 100 chance, and I drew one.
Oh, nice.
I know.
How do you feel? That puts a lot of pressure on you.
I'm the guide. He's the Sherpa. We'll get you a...
There we go.
Colin is the Wyoming Sherpa. I have to... go ahead. What, Colin?
I hope I'm getting paid.
Oh, dang.
Hey, you are. Do you
By life experiences?
You will be the Sherpa.
Come on.
For a national television show co-host. We call that an internship, right?
There we go.
That sounds like an internship to me.
Although, I think he's talking about getting paid for me.
Oh, from you?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you can do that. It's called an allowance.
Yeah. The Wyoming Sherpa. So I'm really excited because I drew this tag. I'm going to go out mule deer hunting for the first time in my life. I've hunted a lot of amazing things across this country and in other countries, but I'm excited about mule deer hunting. And you know what else I'm really excited about? So this is so bizarre. I mean, you want to talk about John then. John then is the quintessential picture of the entrepreneurial experience in the United States. He has invented and carried through on the American dream of his life. The guy starts businesses, is serious about hunting, figures out a way to do anything. Okay. And so he buys essentially thousands of acres in Wyoming and starts a cattle ranch.
Is that 40,000? What are we at?
Okay. It started out where Heidi's family had some of it, and then Heidi and I bought a lot more of it, a lot more of the land.
Okay, in Wyoming.
Yep. So then we bought a big portion of the acres, and then we merged with one of our neighbors. So that's how where our cattle run up and down the mountain.
So you've got cattle
out there, and you think to yourself, hey, why don't we start a beef company? Organic eating, organic grazing beef.
Yeah.
How do they get there? How do they survive? What are they eating? Where are they living on the side of mountains?
Yeah, they come up.
Because I think this concept to a Wisconsin farm is kind of a foreign concept,
yeah,
right?
So basically, in Wisconsin, they stay at one elevation.
Right. Right.
You feed them grass that grows in the winter, and then you feed them hay they eat the grass in the summer, and then you feed them hay in the winter. They stay at one elevation.
Sure.
Well, out in Wyoming, you move them up and down the mountain, right? So you move them up the mountain in the summer. The grass is growing. Then you move them down the mountain. So they eat on their way on down the mountain. And then you have a home base down low that you've been making hay on. and then you graze them.
Not down. Metaphorically making hay, literally making hay.
Making hay down there to put them, to keep them down at a lower elevation because they can't survive up in the mountains over the winter. Cause
okay, gets 30, too cold 30, 40, and rough. 50 below. Sure.
So you bring them down to 5,500 feet, and then you keep them down there over the winter. You feed them, or you have just enough. You can feed the whole thing out too, where you don't even put hay up.
Sure.
You just bring them down from the mountains, but you kind of have to arrange when you lease.
So you're driving cattle out there.
Well, yeah, but you know that's what all the ranchers do. They move them up and down, or they lease land if they don't have enough high ground. They lease high ground. They lease low ground. They swap out.
You know, Chad Belding was in town a couple weeks ago, and one of the things we were talking about is the actual need to have, you know, what you put in your body. Your physical fitness is an important part of being if you want to be a hunter that experiences a lot of things. And I'm telling you, I'm not good enough at it, Danielle. I'm not good enough at it. I need to be more fit. I need to be more careful with what I put in my body, and I need to be more apt to exercise and do that kind of thing. But one of the biggest things that you can do for your body is eat a clean protein source. And I think, you know, when these cattle or the mule deer or the deer in Wyoming, they are the cleanest possible protein source that you can have, aren't they?
Yeah, they basically, our cattle have never seen Roundup. And all of the water that they drink their whole life comes out of the mountain. So it comes down from 13, 14,000 feet, melts. So there's still snow up there now.
Wow. In the middle of July.
Yeah, and it's raining up there now. The rain clouds, it just squeezes it out, and it keeps coming down, and then it
filters
out,
through the rocks
down.
Of the mountain.
Yeah.
So,
or if you would pop an artesian well in, that would be down 2,000, 3,000 feet.
What made you decide?